Okay, today's daf is Beitza Yerushalmi daf Hey, and we are on the sugi is a couple of lines before the Mishnah, before the second Mishnah here in Maseches Beitza, and we are on a Dalet and Aleph in the Oz v'Hadar towards the bottom, and we spoke on the sugyas of Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. Yesterday we spoke about the relationship between different types of muksa. What about an egg? What about wood? That a branch that fell off. So we're up to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'i. Iturei sukkah mahin. Sukkah decorations. Iturei sukkah mahin. What's the question of mahin? Sukkah decorations on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres. Let's say, I don't know, you have oranges and real fruit hanging in your sukkah on all of sukkahs. So obviously on sukkahs, it's what we call huksal misvaso. You set it, designated it for sukkahs, so you can't use it on sukkahs for anything else, for a personal benefit. So what about the Shmini Atzeres, because you no longer, let's say, assuming, right, sitting in Eretz Yisrael where there's no mitzvah of Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. So what is the halacha? Are they still muksa? Are they still muksa for Shmini Atzeres? Chaza Rabbi Yirmiyah wondered that, and he answered his own question. Chaza Rabbi Yirmiyah v'yamar kol shiva hein betilan al gabi sukkah. On sukkahs, it's batal to the sukkah, meaning it's part of the chefsa shel sukkah, and therefore, just like the sukkah is aser bahana'a, right? So to the sukkah decorations. Remember we had in the back of Masechta Sukkah, so in the Bavli, kishem shel chal shem shamayim ala chagiga, ka chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, right? It's aser bahana'a, it's like a carbon, and therefore, it's aser. So on sukkah, it's aser. Mikan ve'elech v'hachinan hein. But after that, it's in a muchan state, right? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says it's mutter. Yirmiya says as mutter, your sukkah decorations are able to be used for you on the eighth day. Aye, what do you mean? Sukkah decorations doesn't have to be buried? No. Right? It's not sukkah decorations that most, at most, is not going to be better than sukkah. And the sukkah itself is not eternally kadosh. Remember, that's the chilek between tashmishe kedusha and tashmishe mitzvah. Something that's related to the ksav of Torah, that's how Rav Chaim Volozhin explains the halacha, that is mezuzah or mezuzah case or a maybe the atzei chayim of the sefer Torah, anything connected to the ksav of Torah, tefillin boxes. So those are like klaf, and they are service the klaf, tashmishe kedusha. They serve kedusha, and they have eternal kedusha. They have to be buried, geniza. You can never use them for anything. But tashmishe mitzvah, sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, cha, menorah, all of those are tashmishe mitzvah, and make a din, after they're used, you can throw them out, right? Nizrakin. So the noy sukkah are going to be better than the sukkah. So after, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, after sukkahs, you can use the noy sukkah. And it's not muksa, and it's against the Bavli. The Bavli holds, like the following. Rabbi Yosa, no. Kol shiva, kedusha sukkah chalalein. You're right, on all 7 days of sukkahs, the kedusha of sukkah is on it, and that's why it's muksa, huksa l'mitzvaso. Mikan ve'elach, but after this, kedusha's yantif alayhen. The kedusha of yantif spreads on them. What does that mean? This is based on the principle that comes up in the Bavli, and that is called migu diskatsoi. Meaning once something, as we said, once something is muksa, when your Shabbos or Yontif start, it's muksa the whole Yontif, the whole Shabbos, right? It's not, it cannot lose it. So here at Bein Hashmashes, when Shmini Atzeres started, that was Safek Yom Safek Laila. Let's say it came up that you had to eat something at that time. You have to be machmer to eat it in the sukkah because, you know, maybe it's still sukkahs. So because of that, because at the moment that sukkah start, that Shmini Atzeres started, it was still huksel mitzvaso. So therefore, it's huksel mitzvaso the whole day. See the carbon aida, klomar. Kedushas yantif alehen, klomar. Kedushas hascholas yantif alehen. The kedusha of the beginning of yantif is on them. Demigu, this katsoy, le bein hashmashos, is katsoy le kula yoma, va asurin bishmini. And it's usher on shmini, it's usher on shmini atzeres. The only shaila is, ma osa mishal, my only, so Rabbi Yirmiyah, again, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question and he said it's mutter. Rabbi Yosa said, no, I think it's usher. And Rabbi Yosef continues and says, I'm not sure about this one. Ma'asa Mishal, Yantif Shechal Lios Erev Shabbos. What happens if Shmini Atzeres is on Friday? And then the next day is on Shabbos. That cannot fall out in our calendar. In our calendar, we can never have Shmini Atzeres on a Friday and Simchas Torah on a Shabbos. But Shmini Atzeres can be on a Shabbos. But let's say Shmini Atzeres is on a Friday. So then the question is Shabbos, it's also Muksa for Shabbos? Right? Meaning, do you say, Tumi Gudis Katzois? You said Migudis Katsoi, it was Muksa for Sukkot, which ended on Thursday. Going from Thursday to Friday, we say, oh, Migudis Katsoi, because it was Muksa, error going into Shmi Atzeres, it's Muksa for Shmi Atzeres. So now do you say another Migudis Katsoi, because it's Muksa on Friday, but it's only Muksa because of Thursday. So Shabbos is going to be also because of Friday also. So do you say, that's the Lashon of the Karban Eda, do you say Tre Migu? Or you don't say Tre Migu. Is it so far removed from the Muksa? You want to say this is inherently Safik Muksa, even though it's only a Safik Durabanan? But do you say double or not? That is the way that the Karban Eda formulates it. And the Gemara notes, Kiman, the only Shaila that we're asking is the Amr Shtei Kedusha Sein. The only Shaila that it's a question of, do you say, relating to what we just said a couple of on yesterday's daf, one kedusha or shtei kedushas, two holy days next to each other. This only shaila is only if you say shtei kedushos. If you say it's two different kedushos, then you have a question of do you say migudis katsoi? If it's one long elongated kedusha, then of course it's still going to be aser, right? If Friday and Shabbos are one kedusha, then for sure it's going to be aser. The only shaila is assuming it's two kedushos, you still might say the principle of migudis katsoi. Period. The question the Rishonim asked, Tosfos asked this, Tosfos Daf Dalid, Amin Aleph in Beitza says, we know the principle of Migudis Katsoi, right? Let's say somebody, we know from Beitza, something is Muksa when Shabbos starts, so it's Muksa the whole Shabbos. But here, it's a little different. Why is it Muksa when Shabbos starts? Only, it's what's called Muksa Machmas Yom Sha'avar. It's only Muksa because of yesterday. Yesterday, it was part of the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Today, there's no Mitzvah of Sukkah. So you're going to say Migudis Katsoi there? Could you say Muksa Machmas Yom Sha'avar? For a regular Muksa, when Shabbos starts, something does not have any value to me. Right? I don't know. It's garbage. It's a rock. So then you could say it's Muksa and it's Muksa the whole Shabbos. Nothing to do with yesterday. It has to do with today. It doesn't have any purpose for me right now. But if something is only Muksa because of a problem yesterday, so you're going to tell me that extends till tomorrow? You can say Migudis Katsoi is Muksa Machmas Yom Sha'avar? So Tosfos wonders, do you say that? Tosfos says Tema. Lema Ksava Vitema, the second let's start with the beginning of Tosfos. Tema, the Gemara there in Beis Adav Dalet in the Bavli is related to Rav Sheet of Kusha Achas, when it's 2 days next to each other. So Tema, Lema the Ksava Shte Kedushos. What do you mean? How do you know Dola Bazeh Sura Bazeh is with of Kusha Achas? Maybe it's because of Migudis Katsoi. That's Tosfos' Kasha. Right? If you have an egg laid on Friday on Yantif that it's Asur on Shabbos, so the Gemara says, oh, that's because of Dola Bazeh Sura Bazeh is because of Kedusha Achas. Maybe it's not Kedusha Achas. Maybe it's called Migudis Katsoi. Tosfos is Kasha. Tema Lema Ksavah Shei Kedushas Hein Elamim Hatamav Migudis Katsoi Lebein Hashmashos. Deshema Yom Shabbosu Is Katsoi Lekol Yom With Yom Sheni. The Yishlomar Tosfos says Delo Amrinon Migu Mishum Yom Shehu Lishavar. The Tzavkal Haba Amrinon Kain. You don't say Muksa Machmas Yom Shavar. Just because something was Muksa yesterday, okay, maybe it's that means it's Muksa Bein Hashmashos as that day finishes. But are you going to say the next step of Migudis Katsoi Ben Hashmashos is Katsoi for the rest of the day? You don't say that. And therefore, the only reason the egg would be us on the second day was because of Kedusha Achas. Says Tosfos, so what about our case about the Noi Sukkah? Migudis Katsoi. The Tema. Tahabis Sukkah Amrinan. He quotes the Gemara in the Bavli, Sukkah Dafyud, but it's our Gemara too. Noi Sukkah Asurat Admotsoa Yantef HaAchron Shalchag. Sheyu Yom Chi'i. Shu Safi Yom Shmini. And that's for sure because of Migudis Katsoi. Tosfos says, I thought you don't say Muksa Machmas Yom Sha'avar, Migudis Katsoi. V'yeshlomar, de Muksa Machmas Mitzvah Shaini. Tosfos says, there are different gradations and severities of Muksa. Muksa. Muksa Machmas Mitzvah is a Chomor type of Muksa. And you'd say Muksa Machmas, you say Migudis Katsoi, even Muksa Machmas Yom Sha'avar, when it comes to Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. For Hazam Amrinan Afilu Sha'avar Aval Hach, so Muksa, the Machmas Isser, Lo Amrinan Hachi. That is Tosfos Hashita, Dav Dalet Amin Aleph. You look in the Rashba. The Rashba there gives a different answer. Again, Tosfos, the Rishonim's Kasha. If you usually don't say Muksa Machmas Yom Sha'avar, you don't say Migudis Katsoi to extend it the whole day tomorrow. Just because it was Asur yesterday, you don't say Muksa Machmas Yom Sha'avar, so why over here do you say that it is Muksa Machmas Yom Sha'avar? Tosfos, the answer is Muksa Machmas Mitzvah Shaini. Tosfos said, the Rashba says, no. V'yapazed Nira Li. Mishum, the Rashba is talking about the case of, in Esrogim. Right, if you have an Esrog, well, Argomar is talking about Sukkah, but if you have an Esrog, you can eat the Esrog on Shmini Atzeres night. You can make jelly from the Esrog. So the Rashi says, ah, I want to be Migu, this got soy, and it's, or it says that, you know, why is that different? Vapazu nirali mishum de lohuksa ben ashmashas kalmar lafi she'eno nital balayla ela bayom. So he's machalik between Sukkah and Dalaminim. There's no mitzvah of Dalaminim at night. So because of that, that's what the, you don't see Migu Deskatsoi when it comes to Dalaminim, when it comes to Esro. Interesting, Lashon, that, you wouldn't say it because at night there's no mitzvah of Esro. So that relates to our sugya. Is there a status of Esrog? There's no, you can't shake the Esrog. The Rashi was assuming that there's no even status of Esrog, of Huksa. When Yantiv starts, first night of Sukkos. First night of Sukkos, I want to use my Esrog for jelly. Is it ready Huksa l'mitzvaso? Pashas, you would say it is Huksa l'mitzvaso already. You just can't use it for the mitzvah until the next day. Alright, so that's our topic that has come up often. And that is the status of a mitzvah before using, being able to use the, to use the mitzvah. If you look at the Ran has a different there. He says no, because it's only a mitzvah by day, it's ki'ilu you were masnes na muksa at night. It's not automatic. Okay, let's, we'll see if we get back to that, if we have time. Okay, back to our sugya. Says the Mishnah, second Mishnah here in Maseches Beitza, Beishamei Omer. So what are these first three Mishnayos here? They have nothing to do with each other, Maker or Din. It's just that there are three cases where Beis Shammai is Mako and Beis Hillel is Machmir. That's why they're all put together here. So Beis Shammai Omrim. And that's why these are all also appear in Maseches Idios. Idios also gathers the cases where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are flipped. Beis Shammai Omrim, Seor or Siur, Kizayis, V'chametz, Kakoseves. Siur is sourdough. It's yeast. It's what causes other things to become chametz. Right? The Torah says both se'or and chametz. Chametz is already leavened bread. Both of those are asar pesach. Right? And the Gemara, elsewhere in Rashi quotes it, you know, why does the Torah have to say both se'or and chametz? Each one has a chumrah that you might have said, oh, if the Torah only said this one, you might not have thought the other one is asur. Sa'or is so powerful, it makes other things chametz. Maybe only that's asur on Pesach. But regular bread that doesn't make other things chametz, that's not so chamer. Or no, chametz, that's edible. That's roi l'achila. Si'ur is not roi l'achila, so maybe that's not asur. So that's why the Torah asurs both. But Beis Shammai says there's different shi'urim. Si'ur, sourdough, that's a kizai. It's v'chametz, kakoseves. Chametz is, reminds us of yuma, is a date. A large date, a date is different than is larger than an olive. So Beis Shammai says, a kula. The iser of chametz is only by a kosevis. Ubeis Hillel omrim zeves ebekazayis. Beis Hillel says, no, they're both a kazayis. Right there, he's machmir in that regard. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zrika, Meshem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, lo shanu ela lebi'uro. Does Beis Shammai say that there's a difference between si'or and chametz? When does that is only about regarding Biur, which means by Rabbi Yamatze, the chiyuv to get rid of it, meaning not to have it in your house. We know Pesach has three isurim. We can't eat chametz, we can't get benefit from chametz, and we can't have chametz in our house. For our purposes now, we'll put Bal Yamatze together. So those three. So Rabbi Yossi Rechadita says, when do we say that there's a chilek? Right? When does Beis Shammai say his shita? That's only lebiuro. That's where there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Regarding this, Rabbi Yerba Yematze, halachila kezayis. But regarding eating chametz, right, that is a kezayis. Everybody agrees that eating chametz is a kezayis. The only machlokas between them is regarding Bal Yerba Yematze. Let's just read the whole line, and then we'll come back to a couple of issues. So that's Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, Rabbi Yavo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Bein Labiur, Bein Lachila kezayis. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Whether it's, both are biur or achila, Beis Hillel says kizayis regarding both. And if Beis Hillel says that, then Pashas Beis Shammai says that. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the machlokas is by both. Machlokas is both by where Beis Shammai would say koseves even for eating. Right? The siur is kizayis and chametz is koseves. How we read the next couple of lines is a discussion in the Mefarshim. We'll go with one of the understandings. So one second. We have a machlokas, whether the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is both by eating and by Rabbi Yamatzai, or only by Rabbi Yamatzai. And everybody agrees by eating. So we're just going to prove the former one. As we say, Kamer Bimana Rabbi Chizkiya. Bimana gets up in front of Rabbi Chizkiya and says, the Kamer Eda says, he argued. He says, everybody has to agree by eating his kazayas. Right? Everybody has to agree to that. And he'll prove that in a minute. But Rabbi Manah stands up to Rabbi Chizkiah and says, I think that everybody agrees that eating Yisr is a kazayas. Amar lei, min hain shamar min Rabbi Hadamil. So where do you know that from? How do you know that? So Amar lei, min Rabbi Avahu. From Rabbi Avahu. Amar lei, vof anan amrin, Rabbi Avahu. And also, so meaning where did you hear that? That Rabbi Yochanan said that it's everybody agrees. Beinu Rabbi Lachil Kazayis. So he says, I heard it from Rabbi Avahu. Rabbi Avahu quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lei, he says to him, Vaf anan amrin Rabbi Avahu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Bein lebiura bein lachil kazayis. I also heard that b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. But now, as the Karban Eid explains, but I think that everybody is going to agree achila is kazayis. I don't think you could say there's a machlokas even by achila. Why? Because of the Mishnah in Krisus, the Lokain, because if you don't say this, Nisni Shloshim Vesheva Krisus Batorah. Why doesn't the first Mishnah in Krisus list 37 Krisus? What does that mean? The first Mishnah in Krisus tells us there are 36. There are 36 Isurei Krisus in the Torah. Aveiros for Disarkaris. But says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me there's a different shear for eating, right? There's, for eating Sa'ore, eating Chametz, right, the Beishame says that it's one is Kazayas, one is Koseves. That should be a different Isser in the Krisus of the first Mishnah. Right, if it's different Shiurim, that means that reflects different Isurim, and there's only 36. And we're assuming that Beishame doesn't argue on that first Mishnah in Krisus. Sounds like it's Lekulei Alma. So therefore, the Gemara says, according to this opinion, it seems like from that Mishnah in Krisus that the Machlokis is not about Achila. Everybody agrees about by Achila that it's going to be a Shiur of a Kazayas, because after all, it's only one Isser. If it's the same shear, then you can say Sa'ar and Chametz are included in the same Isser in Miseches Krisus. But if it's different shear, it should be different. So the fact that it's not listed differently, it must be that it's the Machlokes between them is only by Ba'i Rabbi Yamatze, but not by Achila. So that's, again, there are different ways of reading that Gemara, but that is one way to explain it. The relationship, as the Gemara here has a couple of lines, that there's a relationship, possibly, between the Isser Achila and the Isser and the Chiyuv of Biur. But the first daf in Psachim, the Ran on daf Aleph, Amud Aleph, in the daf Yerifim Psachim, he has the clearest formulation of a relationship between the two. Right? The Ran says, the Isser of Bal Yerah, Bal Yimatzei, is a siyag, so you don't come to eat chametz. Right, that's the clearest formulation. This is one of the classic examples that the Achronim give, Rabbi Yosef Engel and others, to a siyag da'araisa. We're familiar with siyagim d'rabanan, right? We're not allowed to do isurei d'rabanans. Certain isurei d'rabanans are fence laws who prevent isurei da'araisas. That's what we're familiar with, but once in a while, 10 to 15 times, there's something called the siyag. We're going to have two today, right? This is one of them. And that is, you can't even have chametz in your house because of the isser of this achila. The Torah doesn't want you to come to eat the chametz. Most of the time, there's no isser to have not kosher in your house. There's no isser of having pig in my drawer. Might not be a good idea, but it's no isser. There's no bayir rabbi matzei when it comes to most isurim, isuri achila. But chametz, there is. Okay, different saras, because maybe we're used to having chametz in my house. So that lo bedili in shimine, but that is the Iran. But there's another example as well. I'll just mention that, well, this is one example, right? One example. You might say, right, in the Bavli, you have this formulation on this Mishnah, where this Mishnah is discussed on Daf Zayin Amabez. So the Gemara there says, I'll read you the Lashon. Again, it's one day a year. Lenin achilo kole amalo pligi, as we just said, regarding eating chametz, there's no machlokas b'shar beisilal. Ki pligi le'inyan biur. The machlokas is, do you compare achila to biur? Beishamai savri lo yalfinon biur me achila. Beishamai says you don't have to compare them. And therefore, even though the isur achila of chametz or kezayis, b'yur b'yimatze might be different, might be more. Beisilal savri yalfinon biur me achila. And beisilal says you do. So what's that machlokas about? Whether you compare biur, b'yur b'yimatze, and achila. So again, that could be this issue of, are these two isurim of Pesach connected to each other? There's isur achila, isur anah by Rabbi Yimatze. Do you say by Rabbi Yimatze is conceptually connected to the isuri achila? That could be the machlokas here, whether yalfinun biur me achila or not. The other example that we quoted a while ago, and that is regarding the Isser of Chatzi Shir. The Isser of Chatzi Shir. So is there an Isser of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Bal Yira Bal Yimatze? So we know there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Isurei Achila. Is there an Isser of Chatzi Shir? How about half, if I have a half a kazayas in my house on Pesach, do I Bal Yira Bal Yira Bal Yimatze? Right, that's the question. Not 100% clear. So if you look in the Chacham Tzvi, it's a bit Pevav says, no. There is no Isser of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. Why? Because he comes up with a Svara. And the Achronim wonder that the Gemara in Yuma gives two different Svaras for Chatzi Shir Asam in HaTorah. And he gives a third. What are the two Svaras in the Torah? Either it's a Gzeras HaKasev, Kol Chelev, right? Any Chelev, right, is going to be Asur, or Chazi Le'itztarufe. Right, or because this half is combinable, that's why it's Asur Daraisa. Different ways to understand that. But that's two. The Chacham Tzvi says, you know why Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah? If you eat a half a kazayas of pig, that means it's important to you. That means it's chashev to you. And that's where the principle of achshavei comes in. You're being machshavit. You're actively showing that this is significant. So the mamela is going to be asur. Achshavei. So that's why he says, so by Rabbi Yimatze, you are a machshav anything. You have a half a kazayas under your couch, right? Of a donut. A half a kazayas of a donut. You didn't do anything to show that you're machshavit. So by Rabbi Yimatze, no. You're not going to violate by Rabbi Yimatze. Right, because you are a machshavit. You didn't show with your actions that it is asus. That's the Chacham Tzvi. So number one, Chiddush, that he comes up with a new svar for Chatzi Shir. And number two, he says there's no Chatzi Shir, but by Rabbi Yimatze. That's against one of the Rishonim, the Maharam Chalava. The Maharam Chalava in Psachim. In Psachim says, this is on Daf Memhei, right, one of the less known Rishonim. The Maharam Chalava Memhei and Alfim Psachim says, yeah, it makes sense that there shouldn't be Chatzi Shir when it comes to Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. But you know what? We compare Bal Yira Bal Yimatze to the Isra Achila of Chametz. And just like the Isra Achila of Chametz has an Isra of Chatzi Shir, so too Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. That's his Lashon. V'yaf al-gav depachos b'kizayis hu dilma midaminon hashbasa la'achila. Maybe we compare the chiyuv to get rid of your Chametz Achila. Ma'achila kaimalon Chatzi Shir aser min ha-Torah. But there's no punishment, right? It's not going to be better than the Isur Achila, right? Chatzi Shir is Asur, but it doesn't get an Onesh. So that's the important Maram Chalava, Mem Hayam and Aleph in Sachim. But again, that relates to the larger sugya of the comparison, comparing the Isur Achila and the Isur Bal Yira Bal Yimatze of Chametz. Okay. We continue. Says the third Mishnah. Third Mishnah. Hashochet chaya va'ov b'yantif. Hashochet chaya va'ov b'yantif. So, shchitif. Somebody shechs. Chaya va'ov b'yantif. So, the pashtus lashon of hashochet sounds like a bidi'evid lashon. One who happens to be shechting, you know, this is what the halacha is. But the Bavli points out, and the Karbana Eda here quotes it. No, it's l'chadchila. Habali shachet. If somebody comes and says to the rabbi, I want to shecht an animal on yantif, but guess what? I forgot to get dirt ready to do the mitzvah of kisui adam. What do I do? Am I still allowed to shecht? Am I allowed to shecht? Because we know getting dirt to do the mitzvah of kisui adam, right? Every behemah of a oaf has a mitzvah of kisui adam, right? That every chai of a oaf, not behemah, chai of a oaf has a mitzvah of kisui adam. That after I shecht, I have to cover it with some type of dirt or something of the sort. So let's say I didn't get that ready before yantif. I had to get it ready on yantif. Maybe that's the Isser Daraisa of Harisha. Plowing on yantif is not mutter, right? It's not one of those Rabbi Elisha Ve'elach, as we said. And moving the dirt is muksa. So I might say, you know what? You shouldn't shecht. Shouldn't shecht because you didn't get it ready. You didn't get it ready. So Beis Shammai says, no. Hashochet chayva of biyantif. If somebody, again, the way this is interpreted in the Bavli, if somebody comes and says, I want to shecht on yantif, but I didn't have to get the dirt ready, can I still shecht? Beis Shammai says yes. Beis Shammai omrim, he says shecht, and then yachber bedekar v'yichasa, and then dig some dirt and cover the blood with the dirt that you now have. Ubeis Hillel omrim, no. Lo yishchot elam kein haylo ofer muchan. No, if you didn't get the dirt ready before yantif, you can't shecht, because now you're putting yourself into a situation where you're going to have to be Dochi Yisurin. Wow. Another big sugya. Right? You're not allowed to do that. L'chadchila. You're right if you did it. Umodin, Beis Hillel does agree, she'im shachat, she'achbar v'dechav yechase. Right? If you did shecht, and now you have the blood on the floor, So then, yes, get some dirt and cover it. We're going to have to talk about it. Isn't that an Issa Daraisa? Is that Asi Dachalos Haseh? You're going to get the dirt, that's an Aveira, but that happens before the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. So how are you allowed to do that? Okay, we'll have to talk about it. But everybody agrees that once you shechted, you could get the dirt and cover it. But the machlokas is, would we advise that in the first place? This is the machlokas between Bishamai and Beisilal. And then the Gemara adds three words, which the Gemara interprets as a separate statement, even though there's a shin there, which usually means that it's explaining what was previously. Really, you can change it to a vav. It's as if it says, ve'efer hakira muchan. If you have an oven that is burning when Yantiv starts, so the coal, the ashes that come out of that were burned on Yantiv, that's called mucha. That's not called muksa. And therefore, you could use those ashes to do kisi adam with. Right, we don't say, oh, it's something new you didn't have in mind. You know it's burning, and you know it's going to become ashes. So, ve'efer kira muchanu. Right, see the carbon aeda? Lo ka'i amilsayu de beishama beisilo. It's not going on the previous line. Ela milsa vapinafshiyu, it's a separate statement. V'hachi kamar. It's a separate statement. Ve'efer kira muchanu. Ve'ein sarach hazmana. You don't have to designate it on the ashes that are created by what's burning on Yantif. Didaite ilave. Because your mind is already on it, and therefore it is automatic. The mitzvah of Kisi Hadam is fascinating. Okay, and a mitzvah that I've never done. Maybe one day. I'll never do Shechita, but maybe I'll do Kisi Hadam one day. The mitzvah of Kisi Hadam, we'll mention the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar, this is our second Siyag D'Oraisa of the day. Right, what did we mention? The Ran, the first off of Psachim, right? Bal Yerba Yematzi maybe is a Siyag D'Oraisa of the Isra Achila. Says the Klei Yakar, this is unusual. It's a mitzvah asay. It's a mitzvah asay that is a siyag daraisa. There's a mitzvah of covering the blood so you don't come to eat blood. That's the Klei Yakar in Parshas Achremos. Iker tam akisui. Lasos heker shelo yavo lidei achilas adam. Right, that's the Klei Yakar. Avol bibe. I don't think Rabbi Yosef Engel has this on his list. In his sefer of the 15 examples that he has, maybe, but I don't remember it. Avol bibe hemos ein sorf heker zep. Right, by behemoth, you don't need this. Kikari Mizuras Vaomid Masharosh Dharnovas Bayah. We know there's no mitzvah of Kisi Adam by behemoths, because those are carbonos. Those are carbonos, and even if it's a behemoth, that's not gonna be a carbon, but you have in your mind that, you know, these animals, sheep, are could be carbonos. And therefore it's not going to be there's no mitzvah of Kisi Adam. That's the Klei Yakar. But in Lamdis, Kisi Adam is really fascinating. There's one line in Rashi that already gives it away in the sugya. Rashi in Beitza, right? Kisi Adam is a whole perek in Chulin. Everything you want to know about Kisi Adam, right, is perek Kisi Adam. But if you look in Rashi has one line here. He gives away the secret. Rashi says on Daf Tes, where is this Tes Mabez, Yudam Mabez? Where is this this line? Rashi says on. Let me just find the Zayin Mabez. Zayin Mabez here in. In Beitza, Rashi says, "Lo yishchot, don't shech the Beis Hillel akisu luchudikam hadiv hakamer. Lo yigmar maisa hashchita dahainu hakisui. Kisi Adam is an independent mitzvah, but in Lamdis, it's connected to the shchita, and it could be called gemar maisa shchita. There are numerous rayas to this. Number one, whoever shechs, he has dibs in terms of Kisi Adam." He gets to do the kisui. Why should he have to do the kisui? Right? And if you don't, the Gemara tells a story. This is the source of the whole halacha. Somebody shechs and he's about to do kisi adam. Somebody else comes and gives him a body check, pushes him away, and does the kisi adam. He has to pay him 10 gold coins for stealing the mitzvah. Stealing the mitzvah? He just shechted. What does that have to do with kisi adam? It's two separate mitzvahs. You see from there, it's not two separate mitzvahs. It's somehow connected. It's connected to the previous mitzvah. There are various rayas to this. I'll just bring one. One interesting, because the Rush says the Beferish, the Rush in Kisi Adam in Perek Shishi. What happens if I'm shechting an animal and I think I'm only going to shecht one animal, and then all of a sudden somebody brings me another animal after I already made the bracha on the shechit that I shechted, they bring me another animal. So the halacha is you got to make a new bracha. It's like if you get a new fruit that you didn't know, you have to make a new bracha. Says the Rush, you have to first do Kisi Hadam on the first blood before you make a bircha shechita on the second animal. You can't just shech the second animal and have all the blood in one place and do Kisi Hadam on it. That's the halacha. Says the Rosh, why is this different than, let's say you did Mayim Achronim, and you said, let's bench, and then somebody brings you more dessert. What do you have to do? You have to make a new bracha on the dessert, right? Because you already had in mind that, but you don't bench first and then make a new bracha. You don't make a bracha bench and then, no, the benching at the end covers everything. So why don't you say the Kisi Adam at the end covers everything? Well, after, right, let's say you had a mizono, something before you had a motzi, you don't make a bracha achroida beforehand. That's the Rosh's kasha. Why by shchita, you have to make a new bracha shchita, but why can't you make a bracha, and then Kisi Adam at the end will cover everything. Just like benching covers everything. So that's the Rosh. The Rosh says here, Hasam, this is in Chulin Vav Ches. Hasam, Birchas Hamazon Eino Gemar Maisa. Birchas Hamazon is not connected to your eating. It's like the completion of, no. Elisha Nosin Hodah V'Shalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Hanaso. V'Sagi B'Hodah Achas Al Shei Achilas. It's one Hodah. You do it after you finish eating. You have to do Achilas. Avo Maisa Kisui. You don't need the Achronim to say the Lamdas here. The Rishonim say it. Avo Maisa Kisui. Hu Gemar Maisa Shchita. There it is, like Rashi's lashon. The kagivon shenistalka shchita rishona. Since the first shchita is basically finishing, tzorach legomra, you have to finish it kodem sheyaslo shchita acheres. Wow. Aval ein tzorach levarech ala kisui hasheni. You don't make a bracha for the second kisui again because it's connected to the first. Okay, but the second shchita is not considered a hefsik. A lot of lambdas there. Okay, that's that. Just to start to introduce the next gemara. Rabbi Chiya, we're getting into mitoch. As we said, the sugya mitoch shutra litzorach shutra shlo litzorach. So Gemara just quotes a machlokas, which will continue. Rabbi Chiya, b'shei Rabbi Yochanan hamavash nevela biyantif ein aloka. Rabbi Yochanan says if somebody cooks nevela, inedible stuff on yantif, there's no malchus. Why? Shehutar michlal bishul biyantif. That's the Yerushalmi's lashon of mitoch. Mitoch means since you're allowed to cook for ochal nefesh, you're allowed to cook for non-ochal nefesh. Rabbi Yochanan says that even mitoch, you're allowed to cook for something that's kosher. There's no issur d'oraisa for cooking something that's not kosher. So there's no malchus. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Rav Shimon Lakish argues, loke, no, you do get malchus. Shlahuta michal bishla lachila bavad. Rav Shimon Lakish seems to reject the principle of mitoch. So we'll have to see how they could do that, right? There's a mishnah later on. It seems like Beis Hillel holds a mitoch. That's the machlokas of Yochanan and Rav Shimon Lakish. That's what we'll get into that next time. We'll stop here. Bye.